This is Apollo Control, 118 hours, 8 minutes, ground elapsed time. Less than a minute away now from acquisition of signal as Apollo 10 comes around to the front side of the moon on lunar revolution number 22. During this pass, the crew is scheduled to do the stereo strip photography across landing site number 2, at which Apollo 11 likely will land. Also, as the communications commence in this revolution, the crew will be given a consumables update. Standing by for communications to resume. A few minor changes in the flight plan will be read up to the crew. However, it appears now that they woke up and called Houston about on the normal flight plan time, that the flight plan is now back in on the timeline. We likely will have colored television beamed to the Madrid station, where it would be recorded during this pass and perhaps a subsequent pass, and it would be released in the United States on a delayed basis as soon as a videotape could be flown here. However, it would go out in real time to the European television stations. Standing by for the first call. We've got 1 hour, 11 minutes until loss of signal on this 22nd rev. It'll be 119 hours, 21 minutes when the Apollo 10 goes over the hill. Also, during the updating from the ground to the crew of Apollo 10 will be what's called a TEI-23 pad, which would simply mean numbers for trans-earth injection burn should it become necessary at the end of the next revolution, number 23. This is strictly sort of a backup bit of information.
Houston, Apollo 10.
All right, Apollo 10. They read you loud and clear, homie.
Hi, Roger, Jack. We're all set up, and we're getting ready to take obliques in the landing site, too. Over.
All right, Roger, Tom. When you got time, we've got lots of information for you here.
Roger, and just to reconfirm, for the obliques in the landing site, too, they want the 80-millimeter lens using the intervalometer. Over.
Stand by. We're getting an answer.
Okay.
Okay, Apollo 10, Houston, we confirm we want the 80-millimeter lens and intervalometer on Oblakes for Site 2, over. Apollo 10, Houston, did you copy? We want the 80 millimeter with the intervalometer.
Houston, we're down to one sequence camera because we don't have a power cable for the camera we bought back from the lab.
Roger, we copy, John.
Jack, did you read us?
That's affirmative, we copy. Gene, one sequence camera and one power cable ought to do the job.
Jack, we just want to confirm, we're using black and white on this oblique photography. You want F8 or F4 at 250th, and then down to
Apollo 10, Houston, use F4 for the black and white film.